Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, Coleman there, fellow foreign English speakers, and welcome back to Robbie's English Harmony video blog. Or alternatively, if you're listening to this as an audio file on my podcast, welcome back to English Harmony Podcast. In today's video, I'm going to tell you how to use the following English idiomatic expression to wrap your head around something, right? So if you're interested in this, and if you want to learn a few sample sentences from me, and moreover, if you want to gain some inspiration so that you can come up with your own example sentences and do some spoken English practice by incorporating this phrase to wrap your head around something in it, stay with me for a few more minutes and everything is going to become very clear to you, my friends. Hello and welcome back. So, wrap your head around something. Let me tell you right off the bat, my friends, when people land on my website, which is EnglishHarmony.com, obviously, right? At first, it's actually quite hard for them to wrap their heads around the basic concepts of the English Harmony philosophy because some people get overwhelmed. There's too much information on the blog. And for someone who's been struggling with English throughout their lives, but they haven't been able to figure out why exactly it happens, it is actually quite hard to wrap their head around the concepts of not translating from your native language, using phraseology as opposed to learning individual words, and so on and so forth. So as you could clearly understand from this example, to wrap your head around something means to understand something. Simple as that. It's just idiomatic language, right? So imagine yourself trying to wrap your head around something. It kind of means that you're trying to encompass some abstract concept with your head. Basically, you're trying to understand. You're trying to put that thing in your head and understand it as a result, right? So I'm not so sure whether I was successful at trying to describe this figurative speech, the way it's kind of happening when you say the phrase to wrap your head around something. You can't actually wrap your head around something, so that's why I was struggling a bit, but I'm still quite hopeful that I was quite successful at conveying the message to you, right? So that was the first example. When someone lands on my blog, they find it quite difficult to wrap their head around something. Let me come up with another example. Speaking of the computer course I'm currently attending, right? This is my third week, as a matter of fact, on the course, and I quite like it there, right? But today we were given so many tasks, so much information that in the beginning I was struggling to wrap my head around the whole thing, right? Normally the teacher would tell us, don't worry, take your time, there's no hurry, no hassle whatsoever, just do the exercises at your own pace. If you don't understand something, feel free to ask. But today he was like, this is what you have to do for the next assignment, this is the material you have to read through for the test, and this is the practical assignment for the test, and this and that and the other. And I bet that it wasn't just me. It was probably 80% of the class that find it very difficult to wrap their heads around what the teacher was saying to us, right? So this was the second example. And as you may have noticed, I'm actually using this phrase, wrap your head around something, in negative context, basically when you're struggling to understand something. And that's actually how I would commonly use this phrase, right? When you're struggling to understand something, you can use this phrase and say that you can't wrap your head around something, right? And let me try and come up with an example where it's used in positive context. Let me think of something, right? Imagine you're sitting in a classroom and I'm your teacher, right? And I'm telling you, do this and do this and do that. But I'm quite confident that you can handle it. I know for a fact that your capability of dealing with various tasks is very well developed, so I can actually confidently give you all those assignments. And then I can say in the end, don't worry, I know for a fact that you'll wrap your head around all this. You'll handle it, right? So let me just say that it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound spot on. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that native English speakers would use this particular phrase in negative contexts predominantly. More often than not, you will hear people saying, I can't wrap my head around something, or I'm struggling to wrap my head around this concept, or something like that. All right. So even though I came up with the third example sentence, where the phrase was used as a confirmation, basically, it was used in a positive context, right? I still believe that if you were to use that phrase in real life, don't try to do that. Use it only when you're saying that you can't understand something, right? And now, my friends, it's your turn to do some spoken English practice. And I've been going on about it like a broken record in almost every video I put out on the YouTube channel, right? But that's a fact of the matter, right? You have to be doing spoken English practice if you are serious about your fluency improvement. And believe me, my friends, I wouldn't be half as fluent as I currently am if not for all this spoken English practicing I've been doing with myself. Believe me, been there, done that. All right, if you have any questions, any comments whatsoever, please feel free to publish them in the comment section below. All right, chat to you soon. Bye-bye.